Blog Talk Radio.
Agree with you in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. I prayed for you.
He is here. He's right here. In this room, in your heart. He is near. Nearer than breath, heartbeat. Nearer than you are to you. Closer than second chance or next opportunity. Closer than tonight or yesterday. He is real. More real than touch, see, hear, smell, or taste. More real than reality. He is our reality. More real than joy, pain, sorrow, or the love of being in love. He is present like space, wind, time, silent night. He is waiting like creation, like words on the tip of tongue, like songs that have yet to be sung. He is beauty and oranges, blues, every hue, every shade, sunset and sunrise, whisper his name. He is holy, cannot be touched, explained, like sweet seconds of prayer, like grandmother on knees, wood floor bare. He is old hymns, the extending of limbs, stretch across trees, stripes to heal disease. He is sun, distinctly three, distinctly one, the only one, the only wise, the only resurrector of lives. He is king, and no earthly throne can house him. No amount of elegant words can espouse him. He is moment and voice, power of choice in word and deed, in fruit and seed, nailed hands, nailed feet, innocent wounds that bleed. He is believe. He is all. He is call and purpose. Everything we can sacrifice, he's worth it and more, much more. Our good deeds are mere pennies. We'll never even score. He is behold and wow. He is who, what, when, why, how. He's the one who puts on the show. He's the one that we come to see. He is so cry and sinners plea. He is the epitome that no one can light a candle to or come within a million foot pole of. He is above. He's a father's love, maker of waves, of earth and winds, ancient of days.
His glory covered the heavens and the earth was full of his praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome to Tehillah Worship. Praise the Lord. This is your host, Pastor Joffrey Hooks, and you have tuned into Tehillah Worship. Each week, we will engage the Holy Spirit through prayer and intercession, worship and meditation through his holy word. So get your Bible and your sermon notes from today's worship service. And we're going to just take some time this evening in preparation for lying our heads down for rest, as well as in preparation for the week ahead. We're going to take some time and just meditate on the word of God tonight, individually, yet still doing it corporately. Again, get your Bible, get the sermon notes from the worship service today. And if you didn't happen to go to church and didn't happen to catch anybody on TV, maybe you'll worship and meditate with me, looking at the book of Jeremiah, the 34th chapter. That is where encouragement come from on this evening. So if you don't have a scripture to read and sermon notes to meditate on, then why don't you meditate with me on Jeremiah, the 34th chapter? Amen, amen. That will definitely be exciting. So while you get your Bible, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious and Father, we thank you. We love you. We honor you on this evening, God. We honor you right now with the fruit of our lips. We celebrate your name. We halal you and we shabak you. We extol you and we exalt you. We declare and decree that there is none beside you, none above you, and all beneath you, Lord God, bow down on their knees at your feet to worship and adore you, O Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for the day that we had, Lord God. Thank you for the week just passed, O God. The week that lies ahead. Thank you, O precious Father God, that nothing befell us, Lord God, that we could not overcome, O Heavenly Father, and nothing could separate us from your love. Thank you, O God, that you are our paraclete. Your spirit climbed up, Lord God, in our situation, stood up and slid up beside us and helped us endure, helped us overcome, God, helped us vanquish our enemies, oh God, and help us rise above, Lord God, all ridicule and persecution. Father God, we bless you, oh Heavenly Father, as we send forth prayer, Lord God, and send forth praise for friends and loved ones, Lord God, strangers, Lord God, and even enemies, God. We pray for those, oh Heavenly Father, who live on the streets, God, and those whose lives, oh Heavenly Father, have been shaken by poverty, oh Heavenly Father, or even loss and bereavement. Lord God, we lift your name, God, as we pray that you extend your gracious hand in the direction your sons and your daughters. And God, we just count it a privilege and an honor even now to become prayer for these people, God. And we just bless you in the name of Jesus that you are wrapping yourself around them, even in the midst of their horrible and painful situation and circumstance. Lord God, we lift up those men and women, God, nationwide that have found themselves incarcerated, oh God. And we just pray in the name of Jesus, God, not just that they find rehabilitation, God, but they find salvation in the name of Jesus. Merciful God, we call out, Lord God, children, oh Heavenly Father, that have been orphaned, found without parents, no fathers, no mothers, oh Heavenly Father, no direction, Lord God, and no heritage, God, no identity, oh Heavenly Father, and no strength, no peace, no joy, and no love, God. But we know, God, that you are an omnipresent God and that your love knows no boundaries, God. And so we ask, God, to excel in their direction, oh Heavenly Father, be their covering, Lord God, their Shekinah glory, their ark of safety, God, be their umbrella, God, be their peace, their protection, and their provider, oh Heavenly Father. And we bless you and thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Now, God, as we go forth to meditate on it, to chew it, oh Heavenly Father, to think on it, oh God, to release it in our own lives, God, even as you have, Lord God, caused it to spread abroad in our spirits, oh Heavenly Father, we pray in Jesus' name for the fruit of your word, oh Lord God, to enlarge itself, God, and to be much more mature now than it could have ever been before. God, we thank you in the name of Jesus for your Holy Spirit that will speak to us individually, speak to us intimately in this hour of meditation and worship. And we thank you, we bless you, and we glorify you for it in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Do you have your Bibles? Are you ready to go into his word? Again, if you're going to meditate with me, I will be meditating on Jeremiah, the 34th chapter in its entirety. That's where our word of encouragement will come from this evening. But if you already have sermon notes, if you already have a word that you want to meditate on, go ahead and get your word and let us go before the Lord.
join the song of the angels and the 24 elders singing, "Holy is the Lord." Can you hear the sound of heaven like the sound of many waters? It's the sound of worship coming from the throne. There are cries of adoration as men from every nation lift their voice to make His glory known. Singing, "Holy, holy, holy are You, Lord. Holy, holy, holy are You, Lord.
I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foe to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
Let's stand in his honor tonight, everybody that can get on your feet. To him who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. To the King of kings and the Lord of lords. We bless him tonight. Everybody lift your hands just for a moment. Come on. Let's lift it up to him right now. To him who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. Oh.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Be all blessings and honor and glory and power forever. This is Tehillah Worship. You are listening to Pastor Joffrey Hooks, pastor of the Laborers for Christ Grace Teaching Center. And I am here, glad to be your host on this evening, leading you into prayer and intercession, worship and meditation. And we have come to the portion of our program where I will give you this evening a word of encouragement. And it is of the nature of the word of encouragement to be brief, but there was just something, there is something just boiling down in my spirit. And I want to share this word with you quickly and try to be as succinct as possible, yet encourage you for the week that is to come. Amen. So as I told you before, we were reading from the 34th chapter of the book of Jeremiah. And for those that read it, amen. For those that didn't, I just want to focus on these four verses, verses 8, 9, 10, and 11. And verse 8 begins, "This is the word that came unto Jeremiah from the Lord. After that, the king Zedekiah had made a covenant with all the people which were at Jerusalem to proclaim liberty unto them, that every man should let his manservant and every man his maidservant, being a Hebrew or an Hebrewess, go free, that none should serve himself of them, to wit, of a Jew, his brother. Now when all the princes and all the people which had entered into the covenant heard that everyone should let his manservant and everyone his maidservant go free, that none should serve themselves of any of them any more, then they obeyed and let them go. But afterward, they turned and caused the servants and the handmaids whom they had let go free to return and brought them into subjection for servants and for handmaids." There's a word that I want to just kind of focus on this evening. And it just begins with a question. Is there anybody out there that wants to be free? I'm going to pause and let you answer that question. Do you want to be free? Do you want to be free? I know our lives are a cycle of backsliding and bondage and often some form of redemption or restoration. But I'm not talking about redemption. I'm not talking about restoration. I'm talking about freedom on this evening. Do you want to be free? Now, what we're looking at here right now was Old Testament freedom. And I want to say Old Testament freedom because I want to make a point. And the chapter continues that the prophet Jeremiah brought to mind to Zedekiah the law of Moses, where it said in Exodus, the 21st chapter. As a matter of fact, let me turn to it. I'm going to read it. Exodus 21. Verse 2, "If thou buy a Hebrew servant, 6 years he shall serve, and in the seventh he shall go out free for nothing." That's in the word of God, the word of God. And if I add to it in Leviticus, the 25th chapter, verse 8, it says, "And thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee, 7 times 7 years. And the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, in the Day of Atonement, shall you make the trumpet sound throughout all your land." I just want to stop there. And it's talking about the 50th year, the year of Jubilee being hallowed. Now, I want to get us to that point of Jubilee, because some of you all have never had a Jubilee. Never had a Jubilee. And probably the reason I believe that you've never had a Jubilee is because you've never observed the 7 years or the 7 times 7 years of freedom in your own life. Okay, don't get quiet on me. That's all right. That's all right. Don't get quiet on me, though. The Bible says, the Lord says that after the 6 years of service, in that 7th year, we are commanded to let
our servants go free. There are some things that God has been letting you deal with, letting you be served by, and oftentimes you became the servant of it, yet you had the power to let that thing go free. And I believe that some of you are entering in or nearing your seventh year where God is telling you it is time to let that thing go free. I know we don't like to talk about sin all the time, but you know, sometimes we have some sin concerns, some sin issues, some sin problems, some sinful relationships. And I ain't talking about relationships with people. I'm talking about just that simple relationship with sin, where oftentimes God has been telling you, let that thing go. Let that thing go. But it's not really you letting it go free. You're letting it go so that you could be free. And the word of encouragement on this evening starts with the fact that you can be free. Now, I said that that was Old Testament freedom. And so when we connect that, if you just continue that line of thought, continuing that line of thought, he told them, if you just follow my process, 6 years of bondage, 6 years of servitude. Some of them were sold into slavery. Some sold themselves into slavery. But in that seventh year, you had to let them free. And God told them that if you follow this cycle seven times at that 49th year, and then that 50th year represents a jubilee. And the jubilee is an Old Testament Pentecost. Some of us, again, have never had a jubilee experience, never had jubilee celebration, never had a jubilation of freedom, because we've never been free. And understanding that jubilee means in the Hebrew a joyful shout, a clangor of trumpets. It's the sound of praise at the sound of freedom. It is a sound of praise at the onset of freedom. And God is trying to get you to enjoy your freedom, to celebrate your freedom, to experience the freedom through jubilee. And I want you to understand that at this time of celebration, at this jubilee experience, in the Old Testament time, he said the soil needs to be at rest. Now, what that tells me on one hand is there's a physical labor that no longer takes place. You know, when Adam and Eve were expelled from the Garden of Eden, then everything from that point on was a physical labor. He had to toil and sweat from his brow and toil with the soil, with the land and things like that. But at Jubilee, there now no longer is any toiling with the land. There is a year of rest for the soil. Now, it's rest for the soil, but you also have to understand that it's rest for you. No longer do you labor. No longer do you toil. No longer do you struggle. No longer do you suffer. But what I love about that is, it's in that 6 year, there is a promise of fruitfulness to take place. So if you covenant within yourself, and I love the fact that Jeremiah uses the phrase covenant, uses the word covenant. If you covenant within yourself to begin to let some things go, God promises a fruitfulness will come upon you so that in that year that you have let that thing go, you will not suffer a loss. You will not suffer from letting that thing go. You will not strain nor struggle. You will have freedom. And I need you to understand that in the Old Testament time, they just couldn't toil the ground, so they weren't planting seeds and harvesting, but they still had the blessings of God from other directions and other streams. The other thing about the Jubilee experience was there was a reversion of land and property, meaning anything that you lost was given back to you. That's something you can praise God for. Anything that you lost was given back to you. Land that you lost was given back to you. Strength that you lost was given back to you. Peace that you lost was given back to you. And these things that were given to you that you lost were given to you based on the covenant. So you may have had something from covenant that you lost because of bondage, but when you hit Jubilee, that thing has to come back to you. The devil has some things that belong to you, and all you need to do is hold on until you get to Jubilee so that you can get it back. Hold on until you get to that seventh year so you can get it back, or that seven times seventh year so that you can get it back. And then the last thing is that everything that was bound now gets to be free. That's the third part about Jubilee. All the slaves, all the servants, the manservants and the maidservants get to be free. And the same thing goes for you at Jubilee. Now, I said that was Old Testament. So the New Testament is Pentecost. But there's also this aspect in the New Testament where Jesus said in John 8, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And being free on that level means something new, something awesome. It means being exempt from liability or obligation due to citizenship. You're liberated. You're exempt from moral liability. What does that mean, preacher? Well, that means that with this level of freedom, this is New Testament freedom that I'm talking about now. This New Testament freedom now identifies you with a new citizenship. You are no longer of this earthly citizenship, this carnal citizenship, this ethereal citizenship. You now have an eternal citizenship. You are now a citizen of the heavens, a citizen of the kingdom of God. And now when you have this freedom, you are no longer obligated to abide by nor be punished by the laws of this land. You are free. You are exempt from liability. You don't have to serve Satan. You don't have to serve flesh. You don't have to serve sin. You don't have to serve the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And because you don't have to serve them, you then don't have to be punished for not serving them or punished for serving them. You're free. You're free. That is, if you want to be free, if you want your Jubilee, if you want your full Pentecost experience, do you want that 50th year celebration? I can go on and talk about Jeremiah's story. And real brief, I just want you to understand that God said, you obeyed. You let them go free. And then you called them back to bondage. You have probably let some things go free and then called them back to bondage. The Bible says it's like a dog returning to its vomit. And I want to encourage you to begin to let those things go free again. Let those things go free. Let yourself be free. Which then leads me to this other word that I saw. It was one thing I saw was being free, but it was the other thing that I saw, and I can't let it go, and that is forgiveness. Just want to talk to those individuals real quickly. Give me one more minute. Just talk to you real quickly to those individuals that have some unforgiveness towards somebody. I still see it in this passage of scripture in Jeremiah, except it's a little convoluted. Because whereas in Jeremiah, they put people in bondage and those people had to serve them in this 34th chapter, when you refuse to forgive somebody, you don't put them in bondage, you put yourself back in bondage. But God wants you to let them go. Let them go free so that you can be free. Forgive that man, forgive that woman so that you can be forgiven. Because the word says, if you do not forgive man your trespasses, God can't forgive you of your trespasses. If you ask God to forgive me my debts, God is going to require that you forgive your debtors. And so I want to also encourage you, in addition to pursuing and attaining freedom, to live in the realm of forgiveness. That is your word of encouragement.
Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Lord, give me you. Everything else must wait. Give me you. I just hope I'm not too late.
Amen. Thank you for joining me on this evening's episode of Tehillah Worship. I hope that you received something this evening. I hope that you enjoyed the fellowship, the worship, the word, the opportunity to meditate, and that the Holy Spirit spoke to you on this evening. I pray that you come back with and join us next week. And in fact, in the way of announcement, normally we are on 9 o'clock Pacific time, 11 o'clock Central Standard, but we are moving it back an hour, so we will be on live 8 p.m. next Sunday, or 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Pacific, or 10 p.m. Central, and you can catch us and enjoy this time with us on Sunday evenings before you turn in. And I pray that you understand that we do this so that you will be encouraged and ready for the week ahead. Also, I want you to be looking out for our Facebook page. We will be launching that sometime this week, LFC Grace Teaching Center, or Laborers for Christ Grace Teaching Center. That is the ministry out here. And you can catch our page and interact with us on Facebook. And we would love to hear from you. God bless you. You have a blessed week. We love you with all of our hearts.
Can we stand together and sing the doxology?
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Grace and peace be with you.